Gary Strickland will be sitting at center court this week, watching intently and listening carefully. He's serving as the official scorekeeper of the ACC men's tournament for the 16th time. Strickland keeps the scorebook, communicates with the referees, and makes sure that substitutions are made legally.
You really can smell the sweat, as they say, and you can hear the exchange between the coaches and the officials. And it's you really feel like you're part of the action.
Strickland has attended 52 of the previous 59 tournaments as a young boy, student, and now scorekeeper. He watched NC State's David Thompson, UNC's Michael Jordan, and the late Len Bias from Maryland. But the best performance he ever saw came from Wake Forest's Randolph Childress in 1995, and it almost never happened. The top-seeded Demon Deacons went down to Duke 31-13.
And Randolph, he had had enough. And he called timeout pretty much on his own. And he, along with Coach Odom, shared their thoughts with Randolph's teammates. And I think Wake Forest had the lead by halftime.
After the colorful address, the Demon Deacons went on to win. Childress finished with 40 points, totaled another 30 in the semifinals against Virginia, and had a record-breaking day against UNC in the finale.
Childress the drive, free throw line, it's good!
Timeout, Carolina. Childress has just broken the all-time ACC scoring record for three games with 107.
That broke Tar Heel Lenny Rosenbluth's 1957 record, and it still stands today. Along with the great performances, Strickland is often asked about the incident in 1996 between then-Clemson coach Rick Barnes and the iconic Dean Smith.
When Clemson fouled you, they fouled you. And I think some of the other coaches, maybe Coach Smith especially, took exception to that, and he shared his opinion. And Coach Barnes shared his opinion about Coach Smith sharing his opinion. And next thing you know, we had ourselves, as Barney Fife says, we had ourselves a situation.
The situation involved Barnes threatening to fight Smith and the stoic UNC leader putting a finger inches from Barnes's face. To this day, Tar Heel fans have not forgiven Rick Barnes. Through the years at the scorer's table, Strickland has watched many seniors play their final games, crowds get behind the underdog, and a North Carolina school usually emerge victorious.
It's all over! The Tar Heels are the Atlantic Coast Conference champions! Carolina has beaten Duke!
The tip, no good! And the Deacons are ACC champions! The title is theirs!
It's over! The Duke Blue Devils have won an unprecedented fifth straight Atlantic Coast Conference basketball championship.
This week marks the 24th time the tournament takes place in Greensboro. A capacity crowd is expected this weekend, and several area hotels are sold out. The event brings an estimated $22 million to the local area and is a point of pride. Matt Brown is the managing director at the Coliseum.
Beyond the economic impact that we enjoy and is so important to our community, it's a little bit of a morale issue, a sense of passion that we all enjoy through generations.
In this year's tournament, Miami is the top seed for the first time ever, and the Tar Heels and Blue Devils could be heading toward a rare semifinal matchup. The Coliseum is spruced up after $8.5 million of improvements, including new cushioned seats and a high-definition jumbotron. And if you see a middle-aged man with thin-framed glasses and a black-and-white striped jacket sitting at center court this week, that's Gary Strickland. He's watching intently and listening carefully for the next chapter of ACC tournament history. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.